All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, Cool Kids Morning Show, and I'm your host Zion. The great I am, and I'm joined by my super sexy co-host, Harmony Love. What's good, Harmony Love?
Nothing much. What's up?
Yeah, man. Today we got a topic for y'all, and we got a great guest in the studio today. But we're going to get to that pop culture topic. Harmony, what's we got on the docket today?
Man, let me tell you. You know what? First of all, our Florida residents, they be off the chain.
Shout out to Florida, baby.
Man, okay, so listen. There's a Florida couple.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the story is about.
Yeah.
So it's an interracial couple.
Okay.
So a white man is arrested for spitting on his black girlfriend's face because she wanted to try a slavery role play in the bedroom and he didn't like it.
What?
Yes. Okay. So this is the deal. Okay. So Lord have mercy. This is just too much. So Mr. Atkins, this is the guy's name. He was arrested for misdemeanor battery for, of course, spitting his girlfriend's face. So what happened was she presented it like, look, babe, and her name is Edwards. Look, babe, I want to, you know, play slave and slave master. He was not feeling it. He started probably cussing her out. So basically the police report said verbally aggressive. So he probably was calling her all out her name. Like, what in the world is going on? So they was loud, or either she got scared and the police was called. So I don't know if she called the police or the neighbors called the police, but they was called.
Wow.
So that's a story that, you know, they told the police when they came, like, look, I wasn't feeling this whole role play thing. I'm not down with that. But he was arrested anyway.
See, where she made a mistake is she got with the wrong white man.
What?
See, what she should have did is got one of these good old boys from Georgia. Because if she would have got one of these good old boys from Georgia, they wouldn't have had no problem slapping her around,
ooh,
calling her CD. Well, like, whatever she want to be called. Like, give us free.
You know what? Stop playing. You know, I'm not. Look. First of all, I'm just mad that we even know that this happened, okay? What goes on in the bedroom need to stay in the bedroom. It's supposed to be between them two. Now the whole world know what she into.
And see, the thing that's crazy, I feel like, I thought that was the whole point of interracial relationships, especially if it's like a white and black. Like, you know, slavery is a real big deal, and that's been dividing the races. So it just seems like if y'all done came together to make love, why can't y'all just joke about it and have fun about it? Because I mean, if I ever had crossed over like that, then we gonna do that slave master stuff all the time. But it's gonna be the other way around, where the slave gonna be taking advantage of the other master's wife. So
okay, that's too much information. I did not need to know all of that going on in your head. You could have kept that to yourself. But anyway, so, you know, he's not, even though this is nothing to do with this current arrest for battery, but since we nosy, we just wanted to say that he's not, you know, he's been a friend to the law, meaning he has a long rap sheet. He actually is out on bail for a felony grand theft shopping charge for stealing from Walmart.
You know, Walmart be arresting everybody. I mean, they got like the best security, like loss prevention team in the world, because I feel like everybody got a charge from Walmart. Sooner or later, you gonna get caught by Walmart stealing bubblegum or something.
Now, Mr. Atkins, he is out on bail and he's supposed to be going to jail for this charge, you know, early in September. But one of the conditions of his release is that he is allowed consensual contact with his girlfriend. So basically, they gotta agree together on they contact.
But you know what's weird about this whole situation, though? What's weird to me is that, you know, they are in an official relationship. And yeah, they was arguing and all that stuff like that. But since when, like, you know what? Change is coming, because how is the white man going to jail? It seemed like even if he was in the wrong, it seemed like Sealy should have been in there some kind of way.
Oh, stop. Anyway, you know what, listeners? Just follow us on The Real Pop Life online, and you can keep up with all of pop culture tea, okay? We're interviewing Connie Alsobrook.
Shout out to Connie. Vote Connie for president.
I know, right? So Connie, she is actually running for city council in her city of Conyers, Georgia, and she actually is going to be running a registration drive this Saturday, August 24th.
Yeah.
All right, so make sure you follow us online. Check us out at The Real Pop Life and PopLifeRadio.com. And make sure you support Connie.
Yeah, man. KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, Cool Kids Morning Show. And I have been your host, Zion the Great. I am joined by the sexy Harmony Love. What's good?
It's your girl.
Yeah, we out, baby.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Yo, you're rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids. KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host today, Harmony Love, and Pop Life listeners, politics are on the agenda today. I've had the pleasure of meeting the CEO of Good News Notebook a few years back. Now, Good News Notebook is a digital online publication with the purpose of spreading positive news, and it also provides a way to connect businesses and people who do good in their communities. Her aspirations have definitely grown since we met, and she is now running for city council in her city of Conyers, Georgia. She's here to fill us in on what she's been up to and to let us know how her campaign is going. Let's welcome back to Pop Life Radio city council political candidate, Connie Alsobrook. How have you been, Connie?
I've been good and busy.
Okay. Now, of course, I know you're busy with a political campaign, so let me just ask you, why did you decide to run for city council?
Funny story. I was at a Martin Luther King event last year, and my opponent was there, and he stood up, and he stated that he feels like someone black should run for city council. He said that the city is 70% black, and no one of color ever runs for that seat. So he said some seats will be up, and he would encourage anyone to run. So I decided that I would run.
What? Okay, that's interesting. So he just put a call out for action, and you just took that, okay. All right, that is interesting. So, well, let me ask you, so how long have you lived in Conyers, and what do you love most about your city?
Well, I've been here about 19 years now, almost 19 years. I purchased my home here in Conyers. And Conyers is pretty laid back, a relaxed community. It's not like a bigger city with the hustle and the bustle. So it's a lot of trees, so to speak. Well, for now, because they're cutting down a lot to build more houses. But it's real laid back.
Okay. All right. So, you know, now that you're about to be in politics, like, what do you stand for politically?
Well, currently in my city, there is not a lot for the youth to do. So running for office, that's one of the things on my agenda that I want to do. I want to make sure that we create programs for the youth, things like life skills. And also, I want to get them involved in politics in some form, because they are going to be the ones running the country one day. And if we don't teach them right now how to run it, I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, you know, I also think that, you know, in general, that is a good idea to get started young in reference to being a registered voter. I mean, taking part in your local, regional, and your national law decisions, you know, via the voting process. So, you know, what is your message? Do you have specific plans on how you're going to get the youth involved?
Well, one way, I am working on some youth to help me with my campaign as far as going out and knocking on doors and asking people if they are registered to vote, asking them if they want to come to a voter registration drive. So getting them, starting them off real small, and then they'll see that, oh, I'm helping with this. Oh, wow, I talked to this person, and they couldn't believe that a young person was out trying to help somebody get elected. So when they get the little praises, that encourages them a little bit more to keep going. So that's always a good way to get youth involved in anything.
Well, you know, of course, you have to be 18 years or older to vote, and we want to get our youth started. So when do we start? I mean, I'm assuming that 18 might be a little late to kind of introduce politics. Is that right or is that wrong, or what do you think?
No, you can introduce them at any age, because I've kind of always been into politics, but not, well, I can't say deep, because I've ran a few campaigns before, but I've always educated my daughters. So 17 is kind of, it's not too late. You can introduce them earlier if you want. It depends on the youth, because some kids are just not interested in certain things. So it just depends. But 17 and a half, you know, you can go register to vote, provided that you're going to be 18 when your birthday comes around.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well
mm-hmm.
then I know you have a voter registration event coming up. Can you tell our listeners, like, you know, where they need to be, you know, what's your purpose, and how can they be involved, and how can they, you know, get registered to vote?
Yes, the voter registration event is going to be next Saturday, August the 24th, at Precision Collision. That's here in Conyers, Georgia. It used to be at a place where they used to have auctions at. So that may be a landmark for some people that don't know where it is, but it is on my Facebook page. And the voter registration drive is not just to come and vote. Also, you can come and get education on voting. Some people don't know how to get their registration card. So I will be informing people on how to get that and where to get that at. Some people don't know what their district is. So it actually is on your voter registration card, but some say ward and some say district, but it's the same thing. So that information is important, especially when you go to the polls and you say you want to vote and you don't know, you can't vote in a certain district.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I like prep. I like to try to prepare, and it would be nice if we can get our young folks to, you know, think ahead of time. So what are some of the deadlines, or what are some of the things that people can do right now, even though the election will be later on this year? Like, what can they do right now to kind of make sure they have everything in line for when it's time to vote?
Well, you want to make sure you have your driver's license. You can vote with a driver's license that is expired. It is ID. You can vote with government ID if you work for the city, if you work for the county. That is actually good ID for you when you go vote. Or you can go get a voter ID card at the DD and DMV. I always get that mixed up, the driver services. You can go there and get a voter ID card. It is free, so you don't have to pay for that, but you have to make sure you have everything together, like your birth certificate, where you live, you know, a utility bill, social security card. So all of that is something you do want to make sure you start getting together now, because social security card, if you need that, that's going to take some time to get. Birth certificate, that's going to take some time to get. So those are the things you do want to start getting together if you need a voter ID card.
Okay, so Connie, let's go ahead and please remind my listeners how important it is to have everything matched up. I'm assuming, you know, your driver's license address need to be the same on that utility bill.
Yes.
I mean, when you get your birth certificate and your Social Security card, please do not eliminate it, because that makes it invalid, things like that. So just, you know, please explain to them just how important everything, you know, how you can, you know, you need to dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to doing it all right.
Yes, because when you go to the Department of Driver Services, you have to have everything in order. You got to have your utility bill. It has to match with your other bills that you have. You can't go up there with your mom's address and then somebody house you to stay at with 2 months. They're not going to give you that ID at that time. So you have to make sure you have one address, not two, not three, one address. Because when you go down to vote, they're going to look at that ID. And if it doesn't match what they have on that paperwork for that address, you are not going to be able to vote, and you are not going to have time to go change it, so you want to make sure that everything is accurate. So again, like you say, Harmony, now is the time to get those things together, because so you do go to driver services and you say, well, I don't have this. At least you'll have time to get it.
Exactly. And also, too, just in regards to just making sure that everybody that is eligible to vote, I know you have the registration event coming up, but do you have any plans on, you know, even more events before it's time to vote to try to get as many people as possible, you know, voting?
I am. I'm going to be going door to door to make sure that people know where to vote, how to vote, what they need, because I'm sure they're going to have questions when I go to their door. The only take back to me right now is that I have about 4 apartments that's in my district that I need to go campaign at, but because apartments are private property, you can't knock on a door because that's considered solicitation. So what I have to do is put my flyer in the door or slide it underneath the door and hope that they will contact me or they will see me giving out information and they stop and talk to me. Or hopefully when I call them on the phone bank, they will talk to me at that time as well. So I'm kind of, it's kind of a sticky situation there where you don't want to cross because everyone is watching. So the moment someone may make a mistake and knock on the door, then that's where I cross the line and I'll probably get a phone call from the state. So I don't want to do that.
Okay, you're right. And I'm glad that you are conscious of that. And I like the fact that you are always with positive vibes, with positive energy. And I wish you so much luck in your campaign. I will be following you. And listeners, please, please make sure that you are following Connie online to make sure that you are keeping up with her campaign. So, Connie, can you share with our listeners how we can find you online?
Yes, you can go to my Facebook page and type in Elect Connie Alsobrook, and I'm going to spell my name. It's C-O-N-N-I-E. Last name is A-L-S-O, B as in boy, R-O-O-K, also Brook. It's real simple, but I know it sounds not so simple, but it is. Elect Connie Also Brook on Facebook.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me today, Connie. And listeners, if you are in Connie's district, make sure you are registered to vote. And she is running for city council in the city of Conyers, Georgia. And also remember to listen to the Cool Kids Morning Show every week on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Harmony Love, and until next time, thank you so much, Connie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Hey, this is Donnie Simpson from TV1's Donnie After Dark, and you're listening to Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. Gotta have that pop, dig it.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in.
It's complicated, understatement of the year. Who maybe conflict made it the new flavor in your ear. They know that I'm a problem. That's why everybody's scared. Whatever doesn't kill you can make you an illionaire. So turn the headphones up. Or make the windows roll up. I make your hands go up when I show up and I blow up till I pull up. Wait, hold up. Girl up in the mirror, only when I fear her, you say you the realest, I told you I'm the illest, sick.
This is Connie Alsobrook, and I'm running for city council in Conyers, Georgia, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion at Pop Life Radio.
So hungry. Mic check, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, mic check.
What you gonna do?
Mic check, mic check.
Yay.
Mic check, mic check.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
It's the mic check.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Yo, you're rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radio up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.